I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, puzzlers, and welcome to the Puzzler Weekend, where we bring you some of our favorite episodes from the vaults for your weekend listening. Here's a mini puzzle to get things started. I'm going to give you clues to two words. You put the two words together and you'll get the final answer. The first word is what movie studios do to foreign movies before distributing them domestically. So what movie studios do to a foreign movie to help people like me who are too lazy to read the subtitles. And yes, I am ashamed I don't read subtitles. They blank the movie, they dub it. That's right, dub. That's the first word, dub. The second word is the last name of the Taiwanese-American basketball player, Jeremy, who created a sensation with the Knicks in 2011. That is Jeremy from the Knicks. And his last name is Jeremy Lin. You got it. So put them together. Dub, Lin, Dublin. As in Ireland. As in St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Today's classic does not have to do with Ireland, but it does have to do with countries. And Ireland is a country. So that is something. Please enjoy. Hello, puzzlers! Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the miracle grow for your puzzle garden. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and I am here with our guest for the entire week, the amazing Ken Jennings, host of the Omnibus Podcast, Jeopardy legend, and author of the newish book, 100 Places to See After You Die, which explores depictions of the afterlife in literature and pop culture. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you for having me, AJ.
Ken and I'm proud to say, have known each other a long time. I interviewed you when you were on your first Jeopardy streak, and I had just written a book where I read the encyclopedia. You, at the time, asked me what I remembered from the encyclopedia, and I am very excited that it stuck with you, the main fact that I have taken away.
I still think and talk about this. Opossums have 13 nipples. You read millions of words, and this is
a few other things did. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, opossum is a funny word. I like the word opossum, and you know, nipple was also hard to forget. So And 13, it had all of the elements.
It's got everything.
Got everything. Well, one of my favorite books, you've written several books. One of my favorite books you wrote is called Maphead, and it is about your obsession with maps. And I still remember some of your favorite places from that book, like Hibbert's Gore, Maine. Do you remember Hibbert's Gore, Maine? Population
Oh, yeah, it's only one person, right? And
right.
And as a result, the census data for Hibbert's Gore, Maine actually tells you everything about that person because they publish averages. So you can find out what her income is, what her age is. It's she's been doxxed by the Census Bureau.
That is unfortunate. She needs to get at least one other person so she can average it out. Well, in honor of Maphead, this puzzle is about geography.
Okay.
And it is called Putting the Pan in Panama. So every answer is going to contain the name of a country as well as a word consisting of the first three letters of that country. So, or three or four letters in some cases. So for instance, if the clue is, I got a massage and a seaweed wrap in Madrid, the solution might be, I went to a
spa in Spain.
There you go. I wish I could count that, but that was the sample one. So, but these next ones are fully for accreditation.
Well, I hope they all have the capital in them because I studied those for Jeopardy back in the day.
Oh, nice. And you still think you've got all of the capitals in there?
Probably. I mean, I'm a pretty big map nerd. Like when I say I studied, I mean like I was 6 years old, like reading the Atlas for fun. So hopefully it stuck with me. The post 1990 stuff, all the post Soviet stuff, maybe I don't know because I was
interesting. All right. Well, we'll see. We will see. I think there is a couple of capitals. The first one is I bought some lingerie for my wife at Copacabana Beach.
Copacabana, as Barry Manilow taught us, is in Rio, I think. That would be Brazil. So it's bra and Brazil.
There it is. He doesn't have any trouble. I kind of figured. All right. What about this one? This one is a little pop culture. I passed the legal exam in Rihanna's country of birth. I passed the legal exam. He's nodding his head.
See, like I'm used to this on Jeopardy. You're already parsing when you're talking. So as you're talking about the law, I'm like, what are three-letter words related to the law? LSAT is not going to start any countries, but bar, those are the first three letters in Barbados where Rihanna's from.
Oh, my God. Exactly. Well, should I just read the first like three words of the clue and then you can answer?
I don't know if I don't usually request more difficulty, but yeah. I mean, if you want to stop before the country does and see if I can read your mind.
Oh, okay. All right. That'll be interesting. I replenished my vital energy in.
Vital energy.
Vital energy in the Andes. Oh. In the Andes.
Well, that makes it a little easier. Oh, I was spelling chi with a Q and I didn't have it. So it's chi and Chile.
There you go. Yes, I might have the more anglicized spelling. So bad on me. That's my bad.
Well, it could have been China also. There's two CHI countries.
That's true. Yes, so replenished my chi. Chi is the Eastern energy in Chile. All right, couple more. You're doing as expected. Pretty good. All right, here is a capital. We got a capital. I snapped my ulna in Yerevan.
Ulna. Yeah, Yerevan's the capital of Armenia. And the ulna is a bone in your upper arm. Arm in Armenia.
Exactly. All right.
Or wait, lower arm, right? I said upper, but maybe
it is.
Lower.
I was going to correct you, but I then thought
you're allowed to correct me.
Well, it was going to be an Easter egg for the listeners.
Like, yeah, there's nothing people like more than finding a podcast host or guest in a mistake. It will make their whole day. They're yelling at the car radio right now.
Well, we'll insert some mistakes just for that their pleasure. All right, final one. I did some planet gazing in the Bikini Atoll. The planet gazing in the Bikini Atoll.
Planet gazing.
Now, I did mention, I hope, it's either three or four letters. It's right. Not always three.
Oh, I see. Mars is four letters. You did mention that. So the Bikini Atoll must be in the Marshall Islands, which I didn't know. I learned something today, AJ.
Oh, my God. This is huge. All right. Well, I feel I've done my job then. Opossums have 13 nipples, and the Bikini Atoll is in the Marshall Islands. Well, Ken, You did not do so bad as expected. You did great. If we had cash prizes, we would give you one.
Wait, there aren't cash prizes?
No, you get our esteem.
This is like the first year they let pro basketball guys in the Olympics. And they're like, wait, what? I'm not getting a check for this?
It's true. You are the equivalent of a pro basketball player. So where can people find more Ken Jennings content if they want, which they should?
Our 100 Places to See After You Die is just kind of a fun faux travel guide to different versions of the afterlife, all the way from the ancient Babylonians and Egyptians, all the way up through TV's The Good Place, theme park rides, comic books, video games, and it's on sale wherever books are sold. Independent bookstores, evil e-retailers, it's everywhere, AJ.
It's a great book. I loved it, and I learned a ton, including hell with one L. Hell with two.
The Norse hell. They couldn't afford the second L. That's how threadbare Viking culture was. They had to save those L's.
All right. Well, before we wrap up, as always, there's an extra credit puzzle for those at home. Actually, I'll give them two. I got E. coli from some undercooked sauerbraten. And how about this one? I got into a bit of a sticky wicket at the Bob Marley Museum. So puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast, and I'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.